Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf mem ches. We're holding at the very, very top of the omud. Har v'sor shi'yom kippurim. As you recall, we started yesterday the brand new perek. Eizo mekoymen shel zvachim, kachi kedushim shkitusam batzafayim. And the very first one that we enumerated in the Mishnah was the par v'sor shi'yom kippurim. So the eizo mekoymen was kind of a general headline, a hakdama to the perek. We're going to talk about Kodshim, and specifically, initially, Kodshi Kodeshim. And then the first one that we enumerate in detail is the Par V'Soshi Yom Kippurim, that what? That the Dinish Chitoson Bat Sofayim. So what's bonding the Gemara is, Freik the Gemara Mechli Tzofayim V'Oilaksiv, and it's the Oila Bereisha. As we'll see later on the Amud, it doesn't say anywhere by the Karmel Chatos that it has to be B'Tzofayim. What it does say about the Karban Chattas is that you should always shecht it in the same place that you shecht the oila. So therefore the whole Makoyer, the whole source, that when it comes to Karban Chattas, we go and shecht in Tzofayim, is from the oila. So in Bazoi L'Choyer, the Mishnah should have started off with the basics. Oila Shchitas about Tzofayim. Now that I know that, we can start talking about the Karban Chattas. Everything, Mori, absolutely right, but we have a rule throughout Chas that Aidi Chatas Aidi the Osam Midrasha Chavivalei, the Tan of the Mishnah always likes to go and say a Psadvar Chidush, something that it doesn't say Befedish, because something which it says Befedish in the Torah, any child knows. Tinik Shel Beis Rabban Zil Kori Be Ravu, everybody knows that by an Oyel state in the Torah you do a Betzofay. So therefore, something you learn Mitadrasha is Chavivalei. Interestingly, that this drasha that we're talking about is not the standard IDD Osim Midrasha, where usually it's some sort of a Hekish or a Gzeira Shava, Mitakal Bechemer. Here, it's not that it's a drasha, but Emerson, it says in the Torah, because it says four times, as we'll see on the bottom of the Omid and the Omid base, Veshachar es achatas bim koimu oila. So you don't need to go and be up to Grisa Baldarshan to figure out, well, if an oil is betzafik, and you gotta go and check the chatas, but nevertheless, what the Gemara means to say is, since it doesn't say expressly and explicitly in the Torah that a chatas is betzafik, it's a chatas is mamkaima oila, and the oila is betzafik, so mamayla haistus a drosha, and therefore chavivalei, he introduces first the chatas. But even those places where it says in the Torah about that you should shecht the chatas b'mkoyim ha'oila, it's always referring to the chatois ha'chitzoinois. It's not referring to the chatois ha'pnimiois. And we started off the list in our Mishnah with the par v'soshia mekipurim, which are the classic chatois pnimiois, benisti chatois ha'chitzoinois. Everything more, you're right, but I the nichlis dogma dom lefnai v'lefnim chavivalei. Both a chatas chitzoina and a chatas primius are bottom line chatois. So the Mishnah decided to start off with the greatest karma chatas that we have throughout the year, the ones that we bring on Yom Kippur. In which way are they the greatest? And that the Dedam goes all the way lefnai v'lefnim inside the Kedish Kadoshim, which of course doesn't apply to your normal karma chatas. So therefore, since it's so special, since it's so holy, chavivalei, we bring that as number one in the Mishnah. We started off this discussion today by saying it says beferish by a carbon oila. Vu state is beferish by carbon oila. Says the Gemara shteitach v'shachar oisei al yerach ha-mitzpeach tzafoina lefnei Hashem. Now this pasuk appears towards the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where the beginning of Parshas Vayikra it tells us the halachas of hilchus oila. But as you recall, in Parshas Vayikra it tells us about min ha-bokar So the Pasuk first enumerates the oila by the bokar, and then changes and goes and tells us about the tzoin, and tells us both about the ksavim and about the izim. And now the Gemara wants to know, how do I know that in fact that even by oila across the board, the halach is that you have to do a bit sofait? Zot Gemara Ashkhan ben tzoin. in Parshas VaYikra, it only says about the Ben Tzoyim that that has to be done to find it, the pasuk that we just quoted. But Ben Bakar min Olan, how do I know if Ben Bakar also, when you shech, that it has to be in the tzofin of the Azara. Says more Amakra v'imenatzoin vav Moisef al inyan rishon v'lamam elyoin mitachtoin. What the Gemara is telling us is that in Parshas VaYikra you have two back to back parashiyos discussing the carbon oila. The first one starts off talking about a menabokar, and then it says in the next parasha v'im menatzoin. Since it says v'im menatzoin as opposed to menatzoin or im menatzoin, that extra vav comes to tell you that these are two parashiyos which continue one after the other. It's as if it's consolidated in one. With that vav, we are merging the two and we're consolidating them, and therefore I'm learning not only Tachtim and Arishim, are learning Arishim and Atachtim, or Elyoim and Atachtim, meaning the later parish is the one of the Ben Tzoyim, and that's the one that talks about the Tzofayim. So now the Vav is Machaber, so that I deem it as if this Pasuk also appeared by the Elyoim, by the Men Habakkuk. So to Mahanich, as we'll see in a moment, we're going to bring a machloikis lagabi hilchois asham toloi, and the Gemara is going to say that that machloikis is toloi in whether or not we learn melamdim elyoin mitachtoin. And therefore the Gemara says, the choira, what you've just told me now, that by Ben Habakar requires tzofayin because of that vav hamachaber, vav moisif al inyan rishayin, v'yelamit el yimetachtoin, depends on which mandiyama we hold in the case of the Ashem Toloi. What's the case of the Ashem Toloi? Tisani, we learned in a braisa, v'im nefesh, l'chai val safim ilois, Asham Toloi Divereb Akiva. Now what is this all about? At the end of Parshas VaYikra, until now we were talking about the beginning of Parshas VaYikra. Now at the end of Parshas VaYikra, there you have back to back two parshas. One talking about the Asham Me'ilois, and the next pasuk or the next parasha talking about the Asham Toloi. Asham Me'ilois means a person who is Moil Behagdish. What does he have to do? He has to go and bring a carbon Asham. He has to go and pay back for the use and hanor that he had by being moil behagdish, and he has to add a choymish. But the ikar is he has to bring a korban asham me'ilais. Right after that, the next parish is talking about an osham toloi, where the person is not sure whether he was over an isser or not. He has to bring a korban osham until he knows for sure, yes or no. Now, parshit, normally we learn throughout Shas that an osham toloi is only brought by an aveda which is so chomor that were we to know that he did it, amazed, then Avadi would have to go, Chas Hashem, he would go and get karis. And if we know for sure that he did it, Bishogeg, he'd have to go and bring a carbon chatas. The question is, what about Me'ila? Me'ila doesn't involve Chas Hashem karis. It's not a nice thing to be Moil Behagdish. But if you are Moil Behagdish, you bring a carbon Hashem Me'ila. What happens if a person has a Sophic whether or not he was Moil Behagdish? So what type of case do you have? So Rashi says, very similar to the case that you have by a normal Asham Toli. What's your classic case of an Asham Toli? You have two pieces of fat here on the table, and someone came in, ate one of the pieces of fat, and after he was finished, somebody else comes in and says, hey, there were two pieces here on the table before. What happened? He says, well, I ate up one of them. Really? Yeah, don't worry. I made a shahakal, I made a bracha, I made a bracha achrayna, I did everything perfectly. Yeah, I'm not worried about your bracha. The question is, which one did you eat? I don't know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There were two pieces over here. Well, one of them was shuman, one of them was chaylev. Until we're able to prove one way or the other whether it was shuman or chaylev, this person may have been over a terrible issakaris. So therefore you have to go and bring an asham toli in that case. Lahogein min hayisurim. Okay, so instead of talking about the two pieces of fat on the table, one was chaylev and one was shuman, talk about, for instance, that there were two pieces of meat on the table. For instance, the person, now, well, you're going to tell me, how do you have a case of pieces of meat? Because the choyre, it's kachem kalim, how's he being moil? Figure out a case that he's being moil, possibly the hegdish. He has hegdish in front of him together with chulin in front of him. He doesn't know which one is which. He ate one of the two. And then the same person comes in and says, hey, Yankel, you ate one of the two. Which one did you eat? I don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, maybe you ate from the kachem instead of eating from the chulin. Or maybe you had hanor from the kachem instead of from the chulin. I don't know. So the question is, do you have to bring in such a situation a korban hashem tolu, yes or no? Machloikis Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. Tanya, v'im nefesh, v'ishtet v'im nefesh. That's number three here. V'im nefesh kisechta v'asasa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisiyaseda v'loy yada v'ashem. He doesn't know whether he was oiver. V'nosavayda. What does he do? He has to bring a korban hashem tolu. Now that sentence v'im nefesh starts off with a vav, and this immediately succeeds the earlier parsha in Parshas Vayikra that talks about the din of Asham Me'ilois. Says Rabbi Akiva, V'yim Nefesh L'chai Balsafim Me'ilois Asham Tolvi Div Rabbi Akiva. B'chom Boitre Ma'la B'alkim B'vigi, what's the machloi between Rabbi Akiva and Achachavim? Mar Sovel Maiden. One holds that since you have this Vav HaMechaber of V'yim Nefesh Vav Moisef Al Inyad Rishon V'yelamed Elyoin Me'tachtoin, that the halacha of Asham totally applies not only to a case of Dovar Shizdoinai Kareis, but even the case of something like Me'ila. Marsava Lameidin, that's Rabbi Kiba. Marsava Elameid. And if that's the case, getting back to our halacha of Shechting of Ben Bakar, bit Zafain, Luchar, it's totally in that very same machloikas. Do I say the Vav is Moisef Alinian Rishon? V'ilamit Elyamit Tachtain or not? Is over up Papa night. You don't have to say it's totally machloikas. The Kuliyam Lameid. The Emerson, in the case of the Oshem Tolui, everybody agrees, Lameidin, that we do learn Elyon Mitachlin based on a Vav Moisef, a Vav HaMachaber between the two parshis. Is Rabbi Bazoi, so why did Rabbanan say that it's Potter? The Chayyid Rabbanan should also agree that there should be a din of Hashem Tolui if there was a Safik Me'ila. My name is Rabbanan, the reason for the Rabbanan is Nemakan Mitzvois. V'nem V'chatas Chaylev Mitzvois. I have Exeter Shavim. Here we got the Hashem Tolui, it says Mitzvois. What's the Lashon of Mitzvois? It says, Dabam Ne'isar Leymar Nefesh Kisechta Bishgoga Mikoil Mitzvois Hashem Ashaloy Siyasena V'yasa Mi'achas Mehena. Oh, so it talks about Mitzvois. And then by Chatas Chedev, meaning a normal carbon Chatas, Ulta says it was Mitzvois. Vishtei Devar Mitzvois. That was the, I think the numbers over here are a little bit off, because it says mitzvahs. V'zoyis teres Hashem kodesh kodashem hu. There's no mitzvahs.
Jabra ben Yisrael the more nefesh kisechta b'shkoda mikol mitzvahs Hashem.
Do you have a number five?
Yes.
And what does it say in your number five?
Zoyis teres Hashem kodesh kodashem hu.
Okay, in that number five, does it say the word mitzvahs?
No.
So does it say by mitzvahs five in the Gemara? Or it says four?
Four.
Okay, well, your Gemara Baruch Hashem is
yesterday, but the other way.
Other way around.
I'm using number seven here. My Gemara is here. It's correctly.
Okay, it's been corrected. So Baruch Hashem. So whoever has the Gemaras which are mistaken should please go and correct it, because in our Gemara over here it says V'chatas Chelev Mitzvois. That Mitzvois says number five. And that's incorrect, because the number five in the Torah Rishalim doesn't have the word Mitzvois. Anyway, bottom line is I have therefore in our Gemaras it's three and four instead of four and five. What are the three and four? Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the bris. Three and four is number three is v'im nefesh kisechta v'osso achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem ashlo siyasena v'lo yada v'oshem. That's the pasuk of the Hashem Tolui. The other pasuk, davar bnei Yisrael leimah nefesh kisechta b'shgoga mikol mitzvahs Hashem, that's talking about a case of a chatas, mikol mitzvahs Hashem, and learn mitzvahs to mitzvahs, just like the chatas chedev, meaning the standard chatas. Ma'al alon davar shechayu yal stein yikores v'al shigigo soy chatas afkan shechayu. Aha. So in the absence of this Gezeirah Shava, everybody would agree to the din of Rabbi Kiva that I learn Elyoin Mitachtoin, that is a din of Oshem Toli even by Me'ila, and since everywhere that there's a Vav I learn Elyoin Mitachtoin, that's why by Unz, by Hilchois Shchita of a Ben Bakar for a Chatas, I would also learn Chatas by an Oiler, I would also learn Ben Kabakar from the Ben Tzoin. So how come over there the Chachamim say by the din of Hashem Tolui that it's Potter? Because I have a separate consideration, this Gzeirah Shavah. Rebbe Kiva, what does Rebbe Kiva do with Gzeirah Shavah? Rebbe Kiva says, I agree with Gzeirah Shavah, but not to learn up the din that an Hashem Tolui is exclusively only by a Dover Shizdoine Karis, but rather to go and tell him, Malalon Bekvua, Afkan Bekvua. lafuke chatos to tumas mikudashim da'ilu v'yoyinu. Says Rabbi Akiva, I learned the mitzvahs to tell you that where do you bring an oshim tolui? Only when there is a chatos kavua situation and not a chatos oyle v'yoyin situation. Now it's somewhat ironic because remember Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds over here that it doesn't have to be a chatos b'chlal. He holds it doesn't have to be zodin karis. It can even be a case of, for instance, me'ila, where there is no zodin karis b'chlal, there's no chatas b'chlal. It's hasham me'ilas. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva says, when it's a case of me'ila, I learn vav, hasham me'ilas can also be mechuyiv and ashim toli, if you have a suffix. However, if you're dealing with taka, the cases where zodin karis, then it's dafka gotta be the chatas kavua, and not the chatas oyla v'yoyred. So therefore, the Bekiva is saying, although I agree, avada, that the din of an ashram toli applies to a chatas, but not to every chatas, but a chatas kavua, not a chatas oyla v'yoyred. But it doesn't only apply to a chatas, it also applies to cases of me'ila, for instance, where you have an asham me'ilais, where there is no chatas b'chlal, and there is no kardas b'chlal. But Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan say? But and say we agree with what Rabbi Kiva just said, yeah, but ain't Gzeir Shavu L'machza. Once you learn Gzeir Shavu, you learn it in all directions. So I learned, say the Rabbanan, two separate halachas from this Gzeir Shavu. What are my two halachas? Number one, that it's got to be Davke Zdoinei Kores Vashigosei Chatos and not by Me'ila. And number two, you know which one's Zdoinei Kores? Only those of a Chatos Kavua and not of a Chatos Oyle V'yari. So therefore, once you're learning a Gzeir Shav, you learn everything. Rabbi Kiva, you can't go and stop in the middle and only learn half Gzeir Shavs. So for Eitimov, Rabbi Kiva, not me, ain't Gzeir Shav l'mech. So doesn't he agree with that principle of Talmudic law? Says, Yimur Avadi agree, Zeinach Anami. So he bazoi, so we're back to square one. So what's the machloikis? V'alcha baka mitlagi Rabbi Kiva Selva, v'im nefesh ksiv, v'av mois valinyin rishoyim, v'yelamed elyoin mitachtoin. Like we said before. V'rabban anami aksiv, v'im nefesh. You know when the machloikis must be? Avad, everybody agrees to the din of the vav. That the elam made eli mitachted. Also, everybody agrees that we have a gzeirah shav over here of mitzvahs, mitzvahs. The question is, when there is a conflict between the two, which gets priority and preference? The marasavar hekish adif. The Marasava, meaning Rabbi Kiva, says that the hekish is the stronger limud over here, and since there's a vav, the Vav tells you to go and consolidate and merge the two parashiyos of Asham Me'ilois with Oshem Toli. To tell you, if I have a suffix of Asham Me'ilois, a suffix Me'ila, you bring your Oshem Toli. It is mitzvahs, mitzvahs, that it should only apply to a Karm Chatas. Hekish is Odif. Hekish is stronger than the Gzeir Shav. Umar Sav, Gzeir Shav Odif. The Tzvaitam and the Yom of the Rabban also agree that normally I would learn Vav that I learn Elyoin Mitachtoin. And that's why by Und, by the Ben Bakar, I learn from the Ben Tzoy, that the Shechit has got to be Betzofoin. I learn Avada, the Vav, Hekish, Elyoin Mitachtoin. I how come over here the Chacham Poitrin in the case of the Asham Me'ilois by an Asham Talui? The answer is because the Mitzvois, Mitzvois, which tells us don't go and judge and be Mechayiv Asham Talui's, even in the case of Me'ila, but only in the case of mitzvahs, mitzvahs, the case of a zdoinei karis and shigosei chata situation. So that's the machloikis, which is stronger, the hekish or the gzeir shav. It's a malay. The kuli alma, the hekish adav. Everybody agrees that when you have a case of a vav hamachaber, you do learn the hekish, and that overweighs and overrides the gzeir shav. The amilach rabbanan. So the rabbanan, even though I have that vav, in other words, the machloikis is when you have the hekish, do you learn elyon mitachtoin, or do you learn tachtoin mi elyon? And the rabbanan says tachtonu degom mi elyon. I agree to the vav to make a hekish, but I'm not going to learn the din of asham me'ilos from asham toli to tell you that by me'ila, if you have a suffix, you bring a carbon asham toli. But rather, I'm going to learn asham toli from asham me'ilos. The gabi what? The Gabi, how much do you have to pay for your carbon? Because in the Torah, when it comes to the Asham Me'ilois, it says Befeirish that you have to go and buy an ayil which is worth 2 shkolim. And therefore, I don't know about Asham Toloi. How much do you have to pay for that? All to 2 shkolim. I learned with above, Tachtoi Me'elion. Tachtoi Me'elion, the Asham Be'kesef Shkolim. Shloi Toimai. lo yehi sveikoi chomer mivadoi. You shouldn't go and say that the sofek is more chomer than the vadai. What does the Gemara mean? Ma vadoi chatos bas danka av sveikoi oshem bar danko. The halacha is by a kor mechatos, you can even pay a danka. A danka, as you know, is a shtus. It's a sixth of a sel or sixth of a shekel. Well, the truth of the matter is the Torah didn't even say that it's a sixth. Rashi said we're just going and accepting upon ourselves a domin kalim ba'alma. We're taking a small coin. So instead of saying that it's, you have to pay at least a dollar, he says you have to pay at least a quarter. But ain't a chanami, if you can go and get it for 24 cents, by all means. Chatas, the Torah doesn't give us any specific denomination. It's only by the arsh of the Torah says, but failures, no, that's got to be at least two shkol. And so therefore I would say to myself, without this vav that tells you that it has to be two shkolim, because I'm learning Oshem Toloi from Hashem Me'ilois, I would say it's not logical. If I was a vaday over a din of chaylev chas v'sholem b'shoigeg, then I have to bring kar mechatas. You know what the chatas is? To pay for the danka, a quarter, 50 cents, a dollar. But if I have a shayla, efshenish, then I have to go and pay $100. I have to go and pay two shkolim. Is that logical? That the suffix should be more chomer than the vadai? I would say...
You're incentivizing you, them to do it.
Okay. But the point is that it doesn't... With human logic, it doesn't make sense. That's why the Torah has to say, ignore your human logic. We go based on divine logic. And the Rabbi Yishlom has told us, based on this, vav, ilamed tachtoin me'elyoin, that the halacha is that you have to go and pay for it to shkolim, even though if you vaday did it, you only have to go and pay a danka or even less, whatever the minimum denomination. If you're thinking, what's the relationship between a danka and a shekel? A danka is a sixth of a shekel, so therefore two shkolim would make the danka a twelfth of a shekel. So if a danka is the equivalent of a dollar, he have to pay $12. If it's the equivalent of $100, you're talking about paying $1,200. You're talking about a huge difference between the two. Anyway, I'm learning the vav, which tells you to learn one from the other. Bishat Hekish, the Ashim Kesef Shkot, that the Ashim told you all to have to pay two Shkot. So don't say, that's what I learned the vav for. Rabbi Kiva, how svarim, you know, right? How does Rabbi Kiva know this din of the two shkolim? After all, he's using the vav of the hekish to go and tell you, el yoin mi tachtoin, to tell you the din that by Asham Me'ilois, Sofik, you also have to go and bring a carbon of Asham Toloi. Everyone nafki learns it, mizois, toira asa Asham, toira achas lechol Asham ois. This word toira would seem to be Ibrik. In fact, the whole pasuk is Ibrik. When I need to say the Zoyis Torah, Asham, come to tell you, Al Asham is then in Gleich, they're all similar in which respect, that you got to go and pay for it, the two Shkolim. Aha. So therefore, that I know already from there, so what do I use the Vav for? Not to learn Tachtim Elyon, to learn Elyon Mitachtoin, to go and say the din of Asham Toloi, even by the din of Me'ila. Oblamaisa, everybody agrees that the Vav of between an Elyon and a Tachtin, you learn one from the other. And so therefore, I'm learning over here the Ben Valkar from the case of the Ben Sain to tell you the din of Tzefainim. In other words, not everybody agrees that whenever it says the word Torah, it comes to be Marba Alamine Ashamois. Who is the one that disagrees? Rashi says it's a sugi at the beginning of Maseches Menachos. Mesha will get there shortly. We'll see over there the din whenever it says the word Torah. Do I say that it includes everything in that category or not? So if you say Titus is includes everything, it's a good. But the Mandalaslay, Mehecha Gomer, how does he know the din? You always have to pay a minimum of two shkolim. So the Gomer, bi'erkecha, bi'erkecha. What says bi'erkecha, bi'erkecha? Says Rashi, bi'asham toloi, it says bi'erkecha. And by Hashem Gezelois, not Hashem Elois, but by Hashem Gezelis, it also says bi'erkecha. And therefore, I learn one erkecha from the other erkecha to go and tell you that there's a din of the two shkolim. So tomorrow, Tena Chechad Yechzib Erka. As the Shteb Erka is good. Aba Hashem Shivcha Charufa. The Loikzib Baby Erkacha. My Ikalim Eimar. In other words, if I'm learning Toira Asa Hashem, like we said before, then all Hashem is you have to go and pay to Shkolim. But Hashem Shivcha Charufa, for instance, there is no Pasik. Similarly, says Rashi, Ba Hashem Mitzoyra. It doesn't go and say Bi Erkacha. And it doesn't say Tush Shkolim. So how do I know over there that you have to go and give Shkolim? Says Yomar Gomer be'ayil, be'ayil. I learn one ayil from the other ayil. This is ayil. The ayil really is not ayil, it's ayil. Rashi says, come be'ayil, ayil. So Rashi ksiv be'ayil ho asham. U'b'chad mihanachnami ksiv be'ayil ho asham. And therefore I learn one from the other, ayil, ayil. And then Rashi says something interesting. The Asham knows Vasham Betzayr and Nami Loimar Binon Mishum Dechsev Keves Ben Shana. The problem over there is it doesn't say Bi'erkecha and it doesn't say El Asham, but it Halach is a Keves. In other words, among the Ashamois, most Ashamois have a din of an Ayil, but a Nozir and Asham Betzayr only have a din of a Keves. Keves and Ayil are the same behema. It's only a question of the how old they are. So Keves is a Ben Shana, while an Ayil is already Ben Shtei Shana. So says Rashi, "Mid the ayil shehu ben shtei shanim, bab shtei sloim, keves ben shana, bab sela." Ah, so this is already good, nice, logical arithmetic. That since the ayil is 2 years old, you have to go and pay two shkolim. A keves which is only 1 year old, you only have to go and pay one sela, one shekel. Anyway, so bottom line is, since we do, according to everybody, you do learn the vav as a hekish, therefore I'm able to go and learn the ben bakar from the ben zayin, that you have the din of tzofei. And with this, we have gone through the din of oyle in some detail, that it has to be tzofei. And now we turn back to karban chatos, and we have to prove by karban chatos all to the din of tzofei. And as we're going to go through the Gemara, we're going to find that by the karban chatos, it says four times in the Torah, the lashon more or less, the shachar es achatzes bimkoy mo'ayla. Each pasuk is slightly differently, but at least in general, they all say the karm achatzes, you have to go and check bimkoy mo'ayla. Where does it say these four times? As we're going to go through the Gemara, one time it says by Sir Nasi, the soyer that the Nasi is referring to the Melech of Klal Yisrael, that he has to bring a special carbon soyer. It says it's got to be the shechita of bimkoy mo'ayla. Another one is a generic halacha of chatas. So it's just a chatas, which is not referring to any particular chatas, but it's just talking generically about all hilchos chatas. There it says bimkoy mo'ayla. And then we're going to have two by the chatas that is brought by the normal yochid, the normal commoner, who is not the kohen gadol, he is not the tzibur, he is not the nasi, he is not the king. A regular commoner. What carbon does he bring? Either kizba or seira. There too, each time by both the seira and the kizba, we have sukkim that you have to go and check the carbon chatas b'mkoyim ho'oila. And the Gemara is going to go through, why do I need all of these sukkim? So tomorrow, chatas b'nolan. How do I know that chatas by its suffering? Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk. And the first pasuk the Gemara is quoting is the pasuk from v'shocher es achatas b'mkoyim ho'oila. Now, where does this pasuk appear? Zok Rashi, this appears by the Seiras Yochid. A Seira, which is brought by a Yochid. Every Yochid who does an Aveira, that Zdoinoi Koreis, the Chatas that he has to go and bring is either a Kizba or Seira, and by Seira, Chatachdu Azah Pasik, Veshachar as the Chatas Mkoyma Oila, to tell you that you do it Mkoyma Oila. Ashkhan Shchita. Now I know Shchita. Kabbalah, we know. How do we know Kabbalah? Kabbalah Saddam. In other words, typically you think to yourself that Shechit and the Kabbalah is all in the same makot, but it doesn't have to be. You could have, for instance, someone standing bedoraim and he extends his hand, or he has a mizrak which has a long handle, and that mizrak now sticks into the tzofin site. And so therefore, the Kabbalah Saddam, well, I'm already going one step ahead of myself. And now I was talking about that the person is standing bedarim. The Gemara at this point is talking about that even the mizrak is bedarim. So how could a mizrak be bedarim? That you go and hold the head of the animal in tzofin in such a way that the blood spurts out into a kli which is in darim. So how do I know that the kli should not be bedarim, but it's got to be in that tzofin? Kabbalah minolam dechsev v'lokach ha'koyim midam achatas. Aha. Okay, so what's the raya from that? So Rashi says, let's see, Rashi, v'lokach ha'koyin, first white line, basar v'shochak siv, b'chatas yochid, right after b'chatas yochid, where it says that it's gotta be memokam tzofin, it says v'lokach ha'koyin, umash m'koy mo'oila, nami yilka. Aha, in other words, simply by the fact that the pasuk says the shachar is a chatzim koyma oila, and right after that the pasuk says v'loka chakoyim midam achatos. So it makes sense to say that if you're shechting the chatzim koyma oila, then the kabbalah's dam is also got to be koyma oila. After all, the kabbalah is taking place simultaneously with the shechita. But for etimah mekabel atzim menolan, how do I know that the koyin who's been mekabel the dam, he's also got to stand b'tzofayin? Omakra v'lokach ha-koyin. The Gemara says something fascinating, that the v'lokach is loy kach. In our Gemara it says ikach, but the Shita corrects that to loy kach. So what I'm doing is I'm inverting the vav and the lamed from v'lokach instead of vav lamed. Now it's lamed vav. Now it's lamed vav, it's loy kach. What does that come to say, loy kach? That he takes himself. Not only does he take the blood b'tzofen, but he takes himself b'tzofen, that he has to stand there in the tzofen himself. Okay, frankly, more ashkach on the mitzvah, la'akim inayin. All of these are telling me, lechat chila. How do I know that even b'di'evet, if you didn't do the shechita or the kabbalah sadam, but the more focus is mainly here on the shechita, how do you know that if you didn't do it b'tzofen, then it's ma'akiv? So tomorrow, krach, next, b'chaduch noch ha-posik. This second posik is by the seer nosi, again the sword that's brought by the melech, although the posik says nosi, but back in Horius we learned that that's referring to the melech of Yisrael. V'shachar oisim b'mkoy ma'shiyishcher es oil. Oh, shteitach nochemu, mokim shiyishcher es oil. But notice there's a major difference between this posik and the previous posik, and this is going to be key to the next shtickle gemara. It says v'shachar oisoy b'mokim ma'shiyishcher es oil. The previous one was a very general v'shachar esachatos b'mkoy ma'oil. Here it's v'shachar oisoy. This one, this seir nasi, it's got to be b'mkoy ma'oil. And the Gemara is going to ask on the Yomid Beis, maybe this is telling us not a second time la'akev, but punkt fakert, maybe to say that only the seir nasi is got to be b'mkoy ma'oila, and not other chatois. We're going to get to that shortly, Rabbi Isai. Don't be nervous. I'm just introducing it now, so you remember the first pasuk is generic, shachar schat b'mkoy ma'oila, and this pasuk is shachar oisoy, this seir nasi. Okay, but we're not finished yet. V'tani have a brisa. Heichan oyla nishchata. Would you shech the oyla? B'tzofay. Oh, like we have the pasuk at the top of the amud. V'shachat oisay al yerechem izbeach. Tzofay nilifnei Hashem. Avzeh, the same thing also applies to karm chattis. It's also b'tzofay. Feit yimara. V'chim mikanat alameit. Are you learning it from this pasuk of the seir nasi of the shachat oisay? Ah, Ivan likvanem, I have another pasuk. This pasuk is not by the seir nasi. It's not by the kizva or seira of a yachid, but rather it's just a generic parasha. There's a parasha in Parashas Tzav of three or four psukim, which tell us certain halachas of a karm chatas, which were not enumerated back in Parashas Vayikra. And it says, you know, wherever you shech the oila, tishachir achatas. And Zoy Bazoy, this refers to all chatois generally, so it refers also to the seir nasi, like all the others. Zoy Bazoy, freitimah halamai yotze. So what do I need the pasuk by the seir nasi, b'shachar oisoy? I already have the mkoy mashet tishachet oilab. So tiyamara, l'kvoy eloi mokoyim, that what? To be ma'akiv, shem loy shachtum etzalfayim. Possible. So now, as a result of the combination of these two psukim, we are ignoring the first pasuk that we brought initially. That was the pasuk by the Seiras Yochid. We're not talking about that yet. We're going to get back to that in a moment. We're focusing strictly upon the two psukim that the Gemara brought subsequently. Pasuk number one, for our purpose, is now the one here on the top of the Omid Beis. That's b'mkoy mashet tishachet oilu tishachet achatas, which is a generic, general pasuk that talks about chatois. Generally, go and check it b'mkoy matzofay, b'mkoy oila, which is b'mkoy matzofay. And then we have the very specific one, b'shachet oisai, which said by the pasuk by the seir nasi. So why do we have both of them? To go and tell you it's ma'akiv. It's not just a mitzvah, it's ma'akiv. Feitimor at oim lekach yotza. That's what you're saying. Maybe it's punk fakert. Maybe the first pasuk that you quoted here on top, talks about le mitzvah b'shar chatois. A regular karm chatos le mitzvah do b'mkoy mo'oil. The din by seir nasi, only by the seir nasi is there a kapeda, as opposed to any other seirim. You're wondering to yourself, what other se'irim do you bring for a karm chatos? You got two of them. Number one, the sayer of avoid the zara, which is from Parsha Shlach, and number two, the seirim that are brought throughout the year, seirei musaf. And so therefore, by all chatois which are not involving seirim, for instance, your par v'halacha mishal tzibur, par kohen mashiach, your kizba or seira for a yochid, all of those maskim, fine, do it b'mkoyim ho'oyla, b'mokim tzofay. But by a seir, maybe that's special, b'shachar oisai. That's the Lashon HaPasuk and the Yomid Aleph by the Sinafi. B'shachar oisai b'mkoyim mashi yishchat es ha'oyla. But by other seirim, maybe there is no such requirement at all. Maybe you can go and check it anywhere in the Azara. And let's break the Yomar. At oim lekach yotze, you're telling me by the two psukim together. Comes to tell you, seir nasi is me'akev. Oy ein elish is etoin tzofain, that when it comes to the parasha of the behemoy seirim, those of course are the male goats, that what? Only zetoin tzofain, only seir nasi. Vein achetoin tzofain. But not the seir of Yom Kippur, and not the seirei musafim. That's why you have to have now the third pasuk. That's the first one that we quoted on the Amud Aleph. That's the Seiras Yochid. V'shachar esachat bim koyma oila zebana ab l'chol chatois shihut unois tzofoin. This pasuk tells you that all chatois require tzofoin. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is this pasuk coming to tell you? Says the Gemara, it's coming to tell you, don't learn the oisoi by seir nasi like you learned until now, to say exclusively seir nasi is betzofin and not seir avodis kechavim and not seir musafim. No. All seirim across the board, you have a din of chatos pimkoim oila, which is tzofin. As a result of this third pasuk, I have now neutralized the oisoi by the seir nasi, so don't learn it as its exclusive seir nasi, but no, all over. If that's the case, ashkan seir nasi, bein l'mitzvah, bein l'akiv. So now I have two psukim taka by nasi to tell you both mitzvah and ikuva. What were the two? I had the top one, b'mkoyim asher tishachet ha'oyla tishachet ha'chatas. That's number one. And then I have also by the seir nasi. It also says the shachet oysa b'mkoyim asher shishchat esu oyla. So I have shana love a custom. The akiv, it says two times, not only the mitzvah, but also ma'akiv. But shar chatois na'ami ashkhan le mitzvah. The gabi mitzvah itaka have that first pasuk here on top, b'mkoyim asher tishachet ha'oyla tishachet ha'chatas. Of the Akim in Olan, how do I know that it's Ma'akim by Shar Chatois? So you're going to tell me that's the third pasuk here, B'shachar es achatz b'mkoyim oila by Seira Siochet. No, that pasuk we only used to close up the gap, the exclusivity that I might have learned from the Oisai. Don't learn Oisai. I have that pasuk to tell you. No, by all Seirim across the board, you're supposed to go and do it b'mkoyim hu oila b'mkoyim Sofet.
Why are we narrowing it just to Seirim? Why isn't it the minute zone in general?
I would have thought the same, but Rashi says that that's not the case. If you look at Rashi, Talmud loy mesiras yochid. Rashi is about five lines higher than our Gemara. That what v'shachar sachatzis b'mkoyim oila. The havel lemichta v'shachar oisa. It's binyan av lechol chatois. The ikuva mia loy nafkulamine. Your kasha. Why don't we learn ikuv? The ikula meimar. The mitzvah itzrich, that the whole reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu put that pasuk there is to tell you the mitzvah ulahavi seirei chatois to loy meotinu my oisai de seir nasi. Since I had that potential oisai to say only seir nasi and no other seirim, that's why Hashem, by the case of the seiras yachid, told you no seirim, male or female, makes no difference. Sorry, seira across the board, you always do it betzafin. But only the mitzvah, I still do not know that it's ma'akev by shar karbonis. This one is only filling up the hole that was established by the oisai to tell you by the al seira mishpucha. But how do I know, for instance, by other behemoths that you have the same halach? It's got to be betzafin. Everything gemara, because Baruch Hashem, I have two psukim. Minolan dichsid bekizbuk sid beseira. Because this pasuk of v'shachar oisai, not v'shachar oisai, but v'shachar es hachatzis b'mkoyim o'oila, appears twice. One by the seira that we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes, and another time also by the kizba. Oh, that kizba now that says the seira we've already taken care of, that both le mitzvah u li'akev. But Mikizba Pasik tells you, all chatois across the board, I have both lemitzvah akev, I have the top pasik, bimkoy mashe tishachet, or oyle tishachet achatos, which is lemitzvah, and now I have the next pasik, bishachet as achatos, bimkoy mo oyle, which appears by the kizbas yachid, to psukim, shenolav kosevli akev. Frankly, Yomara, eloi selamali, this is really so difficult to understand. The whole reason why Hashem gave us the pasuk of Seiras Yachid to tell you Shechted b'mkoyimu oila is because I might have thought that the oisei comes to tell you only the Seir Nasi and not the Seir Yom Kippurim and not the Seir Avodah Zarah, not only Yom Kippurim but Seirim in general, such as all the Musafim. So Freitig Moriyetz. So come to Chayisa, the Oisei now is totally Ibrik. It's totally superfluous, because I'm not learning Dafka Seir Nasi. So Oisei must have come to tell you something. What is that something that the Oisei comes to tell you? And the Gemara is going to address this Oisei from here till virtually the bottom of the Omid, trying to come up with two, three, four different ideas of what the Oisei might come to exclude. And the Oisei Lamali. Don't you mind by Lila Gassanya? We learn from the following Braisa. Remember the Sinachshon, which we learned about in last week's Sedra, the last 12 times, the 12 in the Siyam. We call it Sinachshon because Nachshon was the first one, but really it applies across the board to all 12. Where did they go and shecht that Sir Izim Echad Lechatas? Where was that Kishachdin? Well, if you ask me, I would say, Stam Bitzafayin, like all other Kabbanas Chatas. That's why it says, Oy say Bitzafayin! No. Sinachshon, you were able to go and shecht anywhere in the Azara or anywhere in the Mishkan. It didn't have to be Dafka in a specific place. It didn't have to be Bitzafin.
If you're possible to admire something happening once in history?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that shortly, whether you can go and learn Midoides or not. We'll talk about that shortly.
Nachshon shows up in this week's Parsha.
Yeah, but he didn't bring up a carbon this week's Parsha.
Okay.
Anyway, Zokti Imara. And we learned in the Braisa. Why would I have thought that Sir Nachshon is Betzafin? Because it says, V'samach yodei al roish ha-so'ir. Now where does this pasuk appear? This appears in V'samach yodei al roish ha-so'ir v'shachon ois b'kemi shishchat so'ila. This is talking about the Sir Nasi. By the Sir Nasi it says that the Nasi, meaning the Melech, now, since that whole parsha is talking about a soir, it just could say the samach yodei al roishay. What's that saying? Roish soir. The rabbi yisir nachshon l'smicha. Tiber Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a special ribui that I learned from Sir Nasi to tell you Sir Nachshon is a din of smicha. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no. The rabbi yisir avoid is chacham l'smicha. I take have a ribui, but not tell you Sir Nachshon, but the rabbi avoid is hard. Okay. Now, referring exclusively at the moment to Rabbi Yehuda. So kadai techamin ahoyl. This rabbi l'smicha is rabbi nam l'tzofayin. Since the pasuk said the samach yodei al roish ha-so'ir to go and marbe sir nachshon for smicha, I would figure that maybe this is such a broad riboy that it includes not only for smicha purposes, but also is rabbi nam l'tzofayin, that you're supposed to go and shech the sir nachshon dafki b'tzofayin. Kamash malonayin. The sir nachshon, you're only nisraba for smicha, but not for tzofayin. That's what I use the oisoy for. That's very good. Contribute that says I have this riboy to be marbe smicha for the Sir Nachshon. So therefore, I would think the same thing also applies to tzofayin. Since Reb Shimon says that this extra roish asor comes to tell you Sir Avodas Chechavim and not Sir Nachshon, so what would be the havamina to go and say by Sir Nachshon that it also has to be betzofin? Only mazut b'rei Rav Tavi l'Ravina or Yehuda minicha, and even a contribute shver. L'may disrabi yisrabi, l'may d'lo yisrabi, l'lo yisrabi. Because after all, Rabbi Yehuda is not learning from a generic type of limud. He's learning specifically v'samach yodei roish ha-so'ir, l'rabbi sir nachshon l'smicha. So, my dis rabbi is rabbi, my lo is rabbi, lo is rabbi. I only have a riba the gabi hilchais smicha. Why should I think all of a sudden that every other hilchais chatos lidoirais should also apply to hilchais seir nachshon? V'chiteima, maybe you're going to go and tell me, loy mate croft, it wouldn't be for that oisai. Have been a taste in binyanav? I would go and say binyanav, meaning this is a chatas. Why should I distinguish between one chatas and the other chatas? A chatas is a chatas, a chatas is a chatas. So the same thing. And that's why I need the Oisai to go and exclude it, according to the Havamina, to tell you that there is no din of Tzofain. Says the Gemara, but I don't go with the Binyanav, because him kain svicha gufa tais in Binyanav. So what do I need Rabbi Yehuda to say, that the extra Rosh HaSoy is a Rabbi Sir Nachshon l'smicha? Of course Sir Nachshon goes with smicha. It's a Binyanav. This is a chattas, that's a chattas, just like every chattas has a din of smicha. So this one also has a din of smicha. Vosta v'chum ha-speciela limut l'Rabbi Sir Nachshon. So since I do need a special limut, so you see that there is no Mamatzina, there is no Binyanav. If there's no Binyanav, so then what do I need the Oisoi to exclude the Sir Nachshon mitzafait? Why would I have thought that it should be mitzafait? So you're going to say, you see, it's not enough that it's just a sechatas. Because to tell you that of smich, I need a special riboy. For my disrabi is rabbi, my disrabi lo is rabbi. The truth of the matter is the reason why I don't learn a binyan av is if they would both be contemporaneous se'irim or contemporaneous chatois, meaning for all generations, I could taka learn one from the other. So therefore, if I didn't have any reason to exclude, I would go say in Sorinasi is the same thing as a Sorir from the Yom Toivim, from the Musafim, same thing as Sir Yavaris Gacham. After all, Binyanav, Mamatzina, they're all the same. However, Sir Nachshon, Toshanish, I wouldn't say that because Midoyres Loi Gamrinan. That's why I wouldn't say Binyanav. If that's the case, Ochanami Midoyres Loi Gamrinan. Why do I have to have an Oisoi to exclude Sir Nachshon? Why would I have thought that Sir Nachshon does have a din of Tzofain? You can't say Binyanav, because Midoyres Loi Ofinan. You can't say based on Smicha, because Maidis Rabbi is Rabbi, Maidis Rabbi, Loi is Rabbi. So what's the Avachum the Oisoi for? So tomorrow, you know what? I concede you're right. I don't need to go and tell you oisei betzofain and other seirim not betzofain, but rather vel oisei betzofain vein shoychet betzofain. Only the behema has to stand betzofain, but the shoychet can stand bedoroim, and that's not that difficult because they both could be standing on different sides of the imaginary line next to the mizbeach, where the behema would be directly on the northern side of that line. The shoych would be directly on the Dorim side of that line, and therefore he shechs, even though he's Bedorim and the Behema is Betzafi. Or
they would require allowing you to shech in the northeast and the northwest because the Mizbeach itself would
be. Absolutely. You have to be, yes, you're 100% right.
As you're talking, that machlok
is absolutely right. So the Gemara is telling us is that, assuming that you're holding like those other two Mandi Amrim, yes, you can go and do a bitar. Or, if you dafka want to go according to everybody, you still have an aitzer. Like the Gemara says in other places, you use a sak and aricha. You use a longer chalif. Not a chalif which is only 1 foot long, you're longer which is 5 feet long. Obviously, he has to be a good shoyker that he knows what he's doing. He's an expert. But if he knows what he's doing, he's able to go and shecht, even at a distance. And the Gemara is there for Zhoktach. That's where the Oisai comes to tell you. Oisai, the Behaima, the Sawyer has to be standing mitzvah. Oh, that's what I learned it from. Great Gemara. That's what the Oisai's come to tell you, to exclude the Shoychit. Shoychit mitzvah achia nafka. To tell you a little bechaya oimer. V'shochar Oisai al yerech ha-mizbeach tzofoyna lefnei Hashem. What is this posse coming to tell you? Now, where does it say v'shachar oisa yerachem is beach tzofaina? Of course, by the carbon oila. It can't be talking by the carbon chatas, because with carbon chatas there is no such posse of tzofaina. We have to learn the chatas from the oila. So this posse is talking by the oila. Says Dr. Yimar, ma tamalaymar. What is the posse telling us? Levisha matzinu oimed betzofin umekabel betzofin v'mavi v'dar v'kibul betzofin posel by Kabbalah Sadam. There, the Kabbalah is ma'akev. What is a ma'akev? That not only the dam itself, meaning not only the behema and the mizrak has to be b'tzofayin, also the makabel adam, the kain, has to be standing b'tzofayin. Otherwise, it's possible. The omed b'dorim, if the kain is standing b'dorim, the kibel b'tzofayin, even though he's makabel the blood and the tzofayin, so the kabbalah took place in the tzofayin, met alanga mizrak. But he is standing b'doroim, pasul. So Yochel Avzekin, I would think the same thing applies to the shoychet, that the shoychet also has to stand dafka b'tzofayin. Tam aloimer oisai, oisai b'tzofayin and shoychet b'tzofayin. But bottom line is, I'm learning this oisai from the case of oila. So I don't need the oisai by the case of the seir nasi. So we're back to square one. What is the oisai come to be mamayit? It's not coming to mamayit the Hilchos Tzofoin, because that we already said, I have the Pasuk from Seiras Yochid to tell you that the Chatos, all Chatos, have to be Geshochten in Tzofoin. Aha. Okay, it doesn't come to the Mayit, the Shoichid B'Tzofen, because that I have the Raya for the Pasuk by an Oila. So if I come out the Oisim B'Tzofen, what does it come to the Mayit? Oisim B'Tzofen main ben Oif B'Tzofen. That if you're doing the Malikas, Hu Oilas, Hu Oif, or Chatas Oif, you don't need to do it B'Tzofen. This is not even the Raya, Yochli ben Oif, Toin B'Tzofen. I would think of ben Oif, Oilas Oif, Chatas Oif, the Malik Asim B'Tzofen, Medino, and I would even learn Metakal B'Choymer. Umma ben Tzoyin Shloi Kovalei Kayin, Kovalei Tzofen. By a ben Tzoyin, you don't have to have for the Shechita a Kayin. Everybody knows Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. But Kovalei Tzofen, but the Torah says, but the actual Mokayim has to be B'Tzofen. Ben Oif, Shekovalei Kayin, they're the Malika, Shechita Malak a Kayin. Malik has to be done dafka by a koyin; it can't be done by a zar. So I see that ben oif is more chomer, and it didn't cover like tzofin. The chavad and avada has to be betzofin. Tamaloimar oisoi. Oisoi comes to tell you to exclude that ben oif does not require tzofin. Now, what was the reason why would it require tzofin? Based on this kal b'chaim. I have a pirch on the kavuchaim. Mal ben tzoyin, she can cover like kli. The gabi ben tzoyin, the trader requires you to use a kli. What type of kli? No, to go and use a sakin. No, you don't have to be sorry. When I learned the Gemara initially, that's what I also thought, because it's all dead of blood.
There's no Kabbalah about it.
Exactly, there's no blood to be Mekabbalah. Exactly right. But the kli that we're talking about over here is specifically talking about a sakin, that we don't go and do a shchita by a ben oif. We only do a ben tzoyin. Mal ben tzoyin, she can cover the kli. The Torah requires a kli, meaning a sakin. Mashen ken the gav the malika, so that's why the Torah is mechayiv a sakin. Torah is also mechayiv tzofin, but a ben oif that you can use your finger, so you can do it bedorim too. And listen, therefore, that cannot be the drasha the oisoi lemute ben oif, because that was only to exclude from the kal v'chaymer. There is no kal v'chaymer because of the pirch on the kal v'chaymer. Ella oisim mitzofin main pesach mitzofin. Oh. A Karm Pesach, you don't bring Betzofen, you bring the Karm Pesach anywhere in the Azara. Of course, everybody's thinking to themselves, the only Kabbalahs that you bring Betzofen are the Kachim Kudashim.
This is
Kachim Kalim. Anyway, the Gemara is going to ask that question in a few lines, but just put that in back of your mind for a moment, because at the moment, we're learning the Oysa to tell you, don't bring the Karm Pesach, not that you don't bring it Betzofen, but there's no requirement to Shech the Betzofen. You can do it anywhere in the Azara. The sign. Reblazim and Yaakov, Yochli a Pesach Tzofin Tzofin. I would think Karm Pesach requires Tzofin. The dinu mitakav v'chayimah. Umadach oyla shekein lekavolei zman l'shchita asoi. Kavolei Tzofin. By Karm oyla you can bring it any time during the day, especially the oyla's talmid, you bring it in the morning, you bring it at night, as well as any oyla's nadova, or even the oyla's you bring oyla's re'iyah. There's no specific time during the day when you go and bring it. But the Torah says, Tzofin, make sure you do it in the north. Pesach, Shekovel, Izman, Shekitos, you can only do it during Ben Harboim, during that 2-3 hours in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And in Shekovel, Tzofin, Tchavad, and Vav, you should have to have it in a Tzofin, Tzam, Loimer, Oysoi, Lemute, Karben, Pesach. Freit Timor, it's only based on the Skar, Bechoymer. Ma'al, Oyla, Shekin, Kol. The reason why the Oyla requires it, in other words, we're asking a Pircha on our kal v'chaymer. You said that ma dechan oyla that doesn't have a chiyuv zman but has a kviyas mokoyim tzofin pesach she has a kviyas zman v'chamad that she now have a kviyas mokoyim b'tzofin. Says Yimar, no. You know the reason why an oyla has a kviyas mokoyim b'tzofin? My oyla she can't call. Ma she ain't kain a kar mchat is not call. It's all most of it is eaten by the balim, eaten by the menuyim for pesach. But you're right. Let's not learn from an oyla. Let's learn from a karbin chat. Chatas like kovalo isman, you bring a chatas any time during the day, any time during the week. Just don't be oyv about to acher, but otherwise you can bring a chatas any time. As kovalo tzofin, because it's got your condition. Peitach kovalo isman, levada should be kaveya tzofin. So the morning I can't learn from chatas either, because ma'al chatas can be mechaperes on chiyav krisis. It's such a chomerdik a korban that it can be mechaper on chiyav krisis b'shoigi. Mash enge the korban pesach doesn't come close to that. High stature, that high status.
It does. It avoids. It's not a mechapir, but it prevents kares if you don't bring it. A Purim Pesach.
You're right, but at the moment when you're bringing the Korban Pesach, it doesn't have a kapara on Chivkin. If you fail to bring the Korban Pesach, you're absolutely right.
So avoiding a chat, avoiding a chait isn't a type of kapara?
For purposes of a pircha, it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
And the pircha of the Gemara is you don't have a solid raya from a Korban Chatas. The reason why Korban Chatas, you have to dafke have the
Bitzafoid
is because it already is machaper and Chivkin Kizuntai, as opposed to Korban Pesach, which has the potential to avoid a Chiv Koris if you weren't going to bring it. Anyway, it's afraid to more Malachatas. So you want, fine, forget about Oyla, forget about Chatas, let's go learn from an Osham. Because Osham is not Machapa al Chiv Koris. Osham is even from the Ila, for Gzeilois, Shifcharufa, like we had already on the Omer Aleph. So let's learn the din of Korban Pesach from Osham, that Mal li Osham Shekin le Kovel le Zman, le Shechitos le Kovel le Malkoin, it's got to be Mitzalfoin, certainly a Korban Pesach. So come on, Mal li Osham Shekin Kachi Kudashim, that's Kachi Kudashim, Macha Ein Kain, the Korban Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Says Yimar, once I asked that Kasha on Osham, Mikul Nami Shekin Kachi Kudashim, this is already a knockout Pircha on all of them. I can already ask on the Oila, I can ask on the Chatzas, and Osham all have that special quality of Kachi Kudashim, therefore I cannot learn from there to the din of Korban Pesach, which is only Kachim Kalim. So Rabbeisai, we've tried and we've struggled. What does the Oisai come to tell you by Sir Nasi? So on the Oilam Kidamarim, Meikar. Oisai Bitsafim Vein Shoichet Bitsafim. Aye, didn't you say that with the Kashalach Midr Bechaya Nafka? The Bechaya told us that I learned from that other Pasik, the Pasik by an Oila, the Shachar Oisai. And remember what Rechaya say, if you thought that you can go and bring it in a carbon in the just like by the Makabal Adam, the din is that it's even B'diyevet, it's Ma'akev, the Makabal has to be sitting, but Tzofayin, I would think the same thing applies to the Shoichet, Hamaloyimer, Oisai, Oisai B'Tzofayin, and Shoichet B'Tzofayin. So I already have that posse. But Rechaya Nafkalon, so the Gemara, Lav Lamute, Shoichet B'Tzofayin. Hello, ain't Sheikh Betzafin, I'm Mekabel Betzafin. Ah, says Yimor, you're right. The pasuk that we have over here is not coming to tell you the din of ain't Sheikh Betzafin, but it's coming to tell you the Mekabel does have to be Betzafin. In other words, I start off again that by the Sir Nasi it says V'shachat Oisai Al Yerech HaMizbech. Is that the Lashon? V'shachat Oisai. Mark quotes the Yom Ha'alitz. V'shachat Oisai b'mkoy mashiyishchat esu oyla. Thank you. V'shachat Oisai b'mkoy mashiyishchat esu oyla. So, we thought until now, V'shachat Oisai comes to be mayit the shoychit. That the Baim has to be b'tzofen and not the shoychit. Remember, that I know from Rebbe Chaya, from his brisa. So, you know, I'm asking. I learned Taka from the Pasik by Oyla, that the shoychit doesn't have to be b'tzofen. So what do we need the Oisai for? Oisai come to tell you, only the Shoichet does not have to be Betzafen. But the Mekabel Adam, he does have to be Betzafen. So that's what I'm learning from. Our new drasha of Tzir Nasi is not coming to tell you that the Shoichet doesn't have to be Betzafen, that I have already from Rebbe Chaya. Ela ain't Shoichet Betzafen, I'm Mekabel Betzafen. It's going the next step. Ain't Echanami that Shoichet Takedisht. The Mekabel Yah, he has to be Betzafen. Faith you want Mekabel? Mi lokach vilokach nafka. We learned it from the drush and the Yomad Aleph.
Right.
That it says vilokach, and we took the vav and the lamid, and we inverted them, and we said loy kach. So learn it from that drasha that the makabel has to be betzafin. So the lokach vilokach le mashmalei. He doesn't learn it that way. Perhaps the reason is because that's a very mechudish tikka learning that you take the vav and lamid and you switch it around to make a loy kach. Let nishter drasha from loy kach. He learned it from here. I now know by shchita, by oila, it's lemitzvah. Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechon. Kabbalah also lemitzvah. In other words, by an oila, I know both shchita and kabbalah have to be betzofin lechat chila. Aba shchita vekabbalah li akev minolad. How do I know by an oila? Not by Korban Chatas. Korban Chatas, I already had four different psukim to go and tell you the din of ikuv. But I want to know by an oila now that it's ma'akev. The Gemara's kash is a little bit ironic. What the Gemara is telling us is, since the whole mekoyer of Chatas is from oila, and it says it multiple times by Chatas, the Torah means it. Shana Allah ba'kosav li'akev v'dichatas has to be geshacht in mitzafayim. If you shacht it anywhere else, no good, it's possible. How do I know that oila has to be dafke mitzafayim? L'chayra, you can't have that the child should be greater than the father.
In other words, etc.
We're going to address those issues and those svaras in another three or four lines. I'm just introducing already now, since you should see why the Gemara Shaila is a little chayra, a bit of shvera Shaila. If Shchita, which is a derivative, rather, since Chatas is derivative of Oila, if there it's Ma'akiv, the chayra by Oila, it's certainly Ma'akiv. But that's what the Gemara's kasha is, Shchita v'kabbalah li'akim inola, how do I know legabe karben Oila? I'm bravada barahava v'yisei merav arshila kabo chayra. Oh, what we're talking about. The chat is a derivative. The oil where the chat is just derived from its koyach. And in Shema Keves. Wait one second. Maybe the Torah is only makbe v'achatz because koreis. Oh, koreis. It's got to be, it's ma'akiv. But maybe by an oiler, even though of adlechet chilav, got to be mitzafid. Maybe it's not ma'akiv. And the Gemara really repeats the same shot again. Omer Avina, akashli Ravada Barahava. Ravada Barahava is really asking not so much in the individual halachas of chatas mit oiler mit other kabbalas, but rather klumatzinu tofel chomer mina ikar. Since the ikar limud in the Torah is oiler oiler oiler, that's the only time it's in the Torah. Tzafid. The whole chat is only based on pimkoyma oiler, pimkoyma oiler. So you want to go and say the tuffel is more chomer than ikar, and therefore it's unrelated to whether the chatz is mechapach yom krisis. How can you have yofa koyach aben mi koyach av like Barry said before? So omeli mazut breida meri larvina veloy. Don't we find that sometimes derivatives can be even stronger than the original mekor? And that we're going to continue on tomorrow.